USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having recently dropped out of the Democratic presidential fray, former 2020 White House hopeful and previously Colorado's governor John Hickenlooper has released a video this morning saying he's now going to challenge Republican Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner for that seat.
I'm not done fighting for the people of Colorado. I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for United States Senate. I approve this message, and I hope you'll join me in this campaign.
And L.A. County Sheriff's deputies in a hospital as investigators are looking for a possible sniper who shot him yesterday from a four-story building, hitting his bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot while he was in the parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department in Lancaster. That's about an hour north of Los Angeles. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One person's dead, three others wounded after a shooting at a bar in South Carolina last night. Investigators looking into the deadly shooting in Columbia, they say the shooter ran from the scene and at last check had not been apprehended. A group of students has unveiled a new so-called bipartisan proposal for gun control legislation.
A group formed after the Parkland school shooting, March for Our Lives, has laid out its gun control platform. School shooting survivor David Hogg explains why it's calling for a ban on assault weapons.
These are weapons of war that never should have been on our streets in the first place. I can guarantee you that the framers of the Constitution never would have imagined a weapon like the AR-15 being in the hands of an American citizen.
I'm Wendy King.
Tom Bergeron, host of Dancing with the Stars, is expressing some disappointment that former White House press chief Sean Spicer will be a contestant on the upcoming season. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A group formed by Parkland High School shooting survivors is unveiling its gun control proposals called the March for Our Lives Peace Plan for a Safer America. They detail a plan to tackle what they call the deadly epidemic of gun violence in America. It calls for a national gun licensing and registration system, as well as a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. A Texas death row inmate convicted of raping and killing a 19-year-old college student two decades ago, now dead by lethal injection. Larry Ray Swearingen was put to death last night at the state prison in Huntsville. The 48-year-old was sentenced to death in the case of Melissa Trotter. Her body was found in the Sam Houston National Forest back in January of 1999. And a small town in rural Nevada is gearing up ahead of two, not one, but two, alien-themed festivals next month. Lincoln County commissioners have approved two permits for these two separate events titled Alien Stock and Peace Stock 51. The two are to be held on September 20th in the small town of Rachel. That's the closest municipality to Area 51. Both events grew out of what was a viral Facebook post that started as a tongue-in-cheek encouragement of people to storm the famed military base. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.